What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? HarborHumane.org is the website. Those great folks are putting on another amazing event that is a fundraiser to help them keep the lights on and doing what they are doing, that is taking care of the animals that they want you to adopt. That is an expensive, expensive process. So I spoke with Allison from Harbor Humane about a terrific fundraiser. I sounded like Lou Holtz, a fundraiser for them. It's called Ales for Tails. It's an opportunity to drink beer, do the auction stuff. It's an outdoor event at a location in Holland, Michigan, where, oh my gosh, it is called the Shops at West Shore. All the details are in this thing, and that's coming up on July 21, so you got to make your plans now. Pay attention to the things we talk about, the lovely, multi-talented Allison from Harbor Humane. Allison from Harbor Humane, how are you?
I'm good. Crazy busy, but good.
Every time I turn around, there's some new fantastical thing that looks like it requires a lot of work in order to help do what you do, and that is shelter animals and find a new home for them.
Yes, and we have a big one coming up this week. It's our 8th annual Ales for Tails, which is our biggest fundraising event of the year.
Where is that taking place this year?
So we are in Holland at the Shops at West Shore. We are out in the parking lot, kind of in front of like Chipotle area. You can't miss us. We take up a huge portion of the parking lot.
So that's the same place that last year for Halloween, we did that trunk or treat thing, right?
Yes, same area. And we had Ales there last summer as well. So this is our second year in that location. We love the location. We have all the space we need. It's really easy for people to get to. And it's like, it's a parking lot party. It's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's great that you have that relationship with them, that space, and then kind of like that built-in safe setting for people to kind of hang out and do their thing. And, you know, that's what we do. And to be able to help what you do with this fundraising effort is fantastic. So when it comes to the brews, what can people expect?
So Alliance Beverage is providing all of our brews. They're a distributor out of Grand Rapids. We have Oberon, Alaskan Amber Ale, what else? Catalina, Mexican Lager from Pigeon Hill. Can't remember all the rest of that.
That's all right. That's
good,
all right.
It's a good selection from mostly local breweries. And then we have a keg of Coors Light for the people who like to drink, you know, beer flavored water. So
now, how have you been with Harbor Humane the entire time that this event is going on?
I missed the first year. I think the first year was before I came on board, but I've been here for the majority of them. And it's definitely grown since.
As that money to help you is infused to the organization through an event like this, can you maybe put a finer point as to what specifically that money does for you? What does it buy?
So it goes into our general operating fund to, you know, basically keep the lights on, keep the puppy dogs and the kitty cats fed. We have a $1.8 million budget. It takes a lot of money to run an animal shelter, and I don't think people realize that. So having a big targeted fundraising event where we get kind of like a huge infusion of cash in the middle of the summer, which is our busiest season, is huge. Like, you're just helping us with day-to-day operating expenses.
Right, right. No one's getting rich at Harbor Humane.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. And everything's more expensive now. So, you know, inflation, everything's a struggle right now. So every dollar counts. We're hoping to hit $100,000 this year. That is our very lofty goal. We hit, I think it was 85 last year. So I think it's doable.
Okay, so when people go there, they're paying money, and what are they? So they pay money, and what do they get back? How does it work?
Yep. So you pay an entrance fee. It's $25 in advance up until the end of the day tomorrow, and then after that, it's $30 at the door on Thursday. So you can just walk in and pay your $30. You don't have to have an advance ticket, and that gets you into the space and access to. We have a band called Brenna. They're a local cover band that is super popular. They're going to be playing all night, so it's like parking lot dance party. You'll have access to purchase drinks. It's $5 per drink. In addition to the beer, we also have Tito's and lemonade. We have some seltzers, and then we have like water and soda. So if you're not a beer drinker, there are still options. We have a huge silent auction that is live right now. It's all online bidding, but all of the items will be in person at Ales, and the auction will close during the event. So you can come check out things and bid on items. We have a wine pull, a gift card pull. We have this beautiful custom made, like freaking 10-foot paddle board that we're raffling off separately. We just have all sorts of goodies and fun things going on. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's a parking lot party. You know how some like fundraisers are really like stuffy where you sit down and like there's a program and it's all
There's a
that is
chance.
totally not us.
So there's a chance that some of those single Harbor Humane women could take a dude home from the band Brenna. I know that's possibly a thing. So, I mean, if they're single, of course.
It could happen. I mean, we do employ a lot of young females here.
Huh?
That's kind of
Fair
like
enough. Yes,
that's our
yes.
staff basically is young
Right on.
females. So it could
Okay.
happen. Some weird things happen at Ales. You never
They,
know.
absolutely, absolutely. People get a little wild at Ales for Tales. We all know that. When you said till tomorrow, you mean until July 20, at what time they can purchase stuff online?
So for advanced tickets, the end of the day tomorrow,
End of the
you
day,
can,
July 20.
yeah.
Okay.
So
Gotcha.
we'll shut that off probably right at midnight, I believe. And then after that, you just have to pay
Just go.
$5 more at the door.
Just go. Get a
It's okay.
group
It's for a good
together.
cause.
Yes, get a group together. You've got the band, you got the wine, pulled all the auction stuff. It's fun. And what time are you going to go to on the night that else? I mean, what time does it end?
Yeah. So we start at 6 and we end at 10.
Okay. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
All right. Anything else come to mind that we may be forgetting on Ales for Tales 2022?
We will have some puppies there too. So if you want to get some snuggles in, they will not be adoptable that night because we don't want any drunk people making, you know, split second decisions, but they will be available the next day. So okay. If you fall in love with a puppy, you can always come adopt it the next morning when you're sober.
That's really smart. I would never, if I were running Harbor Humane, I wouldn't have thought that far ahead, but it makes perfect sense. These people, these hillbillies, they show up, they get drunk, they take a puppy, and then you take it back and you say, when you sober up, you come see me. And then they go, and then they show up and then boom. Excellent.
Exactly. We don't want anyone making any rash decisions, you know, being like, I'm going to adopt 5 puppies.
No, I love it. Okay. So as far as Harbor Humane, where are you capacity wise right now? Kittens, cats, dogs, puppies. What's going on right now?
It is so busy right now. This is, I think, the busiest summer that I've ever seen. We are at capacity. I mean, really, thanks to our fosters, we're able to be over capacity because we have a lot of animals in foster care. But yeah, we are overflowing with animals right now.
Okay. And as always, if people go to harborhumane.org, click on adopt, and then there's a dog adoption survey and a cat adoption survey and working cat adoption form and a small animal adoption survey. And then, of course, the stars of the show are all of these amazing creatures. Can we peruse? Is that okay right now?
Yeah, go for it. I will say I have been really busy with Ales, so I don't know our population that well.
That's all right.
Wrangler and Cosmo. I know them.
Wrangler
has been with us since November 2020. He has been with us forever.
Look at the smiles. Oh my gosh.
He is a big giant couch potato. Luckily he's in foster right now, so he doesn't have to hang out at the shelter full time.
Okay. Did you say since 2020?
Yeah. November, 2020.
We're coming up
on 2 years for that poor boy.
Oh, Cosmo looks brilliant. Yeah, look at this. This dog's sleeping on his back in the kennel.
Funniest sleeping positions. He's partially deaf too. So he's out in foster right now, but when he was living in the kennels, like all the dogs would be barking and going crazy and he would be sleeping upside down in his kennel because he's like partially deaf. He had no idea.
Oh my gosh. You've got so many great looking animals. Brutus, fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love how you guys take the time to dress the pooches up for their glamour shot.
Yeah, we had a local photographer, Cindy Valentine, come and do some of those fancier ones with the bandanas.
Yeah.
So for our longer term residents, we try to get them like professional photos.
Okay. Reagan here needs some TLC. I just saw that picture of Reagan. But anyway, what you want to do is go to harborhumane.org and just kind of do your thing. You know, perhaps an adoption is in your future. Perhaps volunteering is in your future. You always need help volunteering. Isn't that right, Allison?
Always. We will always welcome new volunteers, and we have all sorts of jobs. You know, you can walk dogs, you can pet cats, you can do laundry. I know, which sounds really exciting, but that is a huge help. You have no idea how much laundry we go through in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an opportunity for everyone. Like, tell us what your skills are and we can put you to work.
Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. You also have a number of corporate donators who work tirelessly to help to further you and your mission with dollars and cents donations. Do any of them come to mind that you'd like to recognize perhaps?
Yeah. Chowhound Pet Supplies is our biggest like single corporate donor. They do a yearly sponsorship with us, and they are our best in show sponsor for Ales for Tales. So if you're in the area and you need pet supplies, please patronize Chowhound because they are wonderful. They also house adoptable cats in their stores.
Yeah,
we have like 4 or 5 different locations that they do that for us. So
that's
we love
what
them
I,
and
yeah.
appreciate them.
When I travel into the Jennison Meyer, I regularly just go to Chowhound to just see the cats. I'm not kidding you. I don't live that exciting of a life. So Meyer and Chowhound is like spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I am with my pets. So.
Of course.
Okay. I want to make sure that I haven't missed anything. You feel good about this?
I think so. Maybe just a reminder that people can check out the auction online. You do kind of have to be local to participate because we can't ship things. But if you're not able to make it on Thursday night for whatever reason, you can bid on items and you could always pick them up at the shelter for like up to a week after the event.
When I go to harborhumane.org right away, how am I able to access the auction?
The easiest way is through our Facebook page. We just been putting it out on there because that's where most people access it from. So we're sharing the link a couple times a day.
Okay.
Right.
I will.
Now.
And then I'll put that all in the show notes. People can check it out.
Awesome. Yeah. We've got a lot of cool stuff.
Well, it's fantastic as always to hear, see you. And I love hearing about your dog Mando and that dog is like a wild child. And continues to cause you guys to, well, make great posts about the things that the dog's eating in the house.
Yeah, we have spent so much money on that dog. Did you see the video I posted last night where you got the dog food bag stuck on his head?
Oh, no, I missed that one. Oh, my gosh. Mando.
Like, I'm walking out. Like, I hear some ruckus in the breezeway, and I walk out there, and he's just standing as still as a statue with the dog bag on his head. And you can tell, like, he's full of shame and full of regret. And he just stands there like, I have made a horrible decision. And then I had to pull it off his head.
Can I show it right now? Is that okay with you if I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Let me see if I can make this happen. I think, is there any sound with that video?
It's just me like talking to him like, hey buddy, what you doing?
Okay. This is going to be excellent. This is going to be great.
Oh gosh, that dog.
Share sound. There you are. And here, this is it, right? You can see it?
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Boops. What's up, pal? Man,
oh,
Boops?
No.
He's just
hey,
like,
pal, huh?
Look at him.
You in a little predicament?
Oh, my gosh.
Man, Boops.
Oh, no. Honey. Oh, honey. Oh!
He's like, I meant to do that.
Holy cow. That is spectacular, Allison. Oh man, that should be making you millions of dollars right now. Oh,
I wish.
The dodo or petshaming.com. I don't know. One of those. Okay. That's it. We're going to end on that note. Click on the links, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help out my good friends at Harbor Humane. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric.
Okay. I'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.